This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We got this email that came in to email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. This guy said, hey, love the show. Need some advice, though. Mid-30s. Been married 9 years. My wife is a hard 9 any day of the week. Recently, my wife met a new friend who happens to be a very high-class paid escort. I mean, this girl is an 11. Smoking hot. Always done up every time she comes over. Now, I love my wife to death and would never leave her for anyone else. She allows me the freedom to feel and speak to whoever I want, whenever I want. However, with that freedom must come restraint. We've spoken about a threesome with her. It wouldn't be our first threesome. She knows I'm infatuated with this woman and we've been talking a lot. Her friend wants to have sex with me and has been dropping hints. She just wants me to bang her. Jeez. And to be honest, I want this girl one-on-one, though.
Ah, that is where it gets tricky. That's where the old bomb goes off.
He says, my wife has given me a hall pass whenever I feel, yet I feel like it must be used strategically in order to not upset her, in order to keep things cool. And I'm just not sure if using it on her smoking hot new escort friend is going to upset her.
I just don't know what world you live in where you're like, I have an escort friend. Here's my new friend. She's an escort.
Well, you guys don't have escort friends?
No.
No.
I don't.
Yeah.
As gorgeous and confident as a woman as my wife is, this new friend could challenge that. I always take my wife's feelings into account first, but I really want to bang this chick, and she has given me the hall pass. But on the other hand, I feel like there's a chance she may regret it, and I don't want her feeling that way for the rest of her life.
I do think it's weird, though, like a guy would be... like, I don't think she's going to let me do this. I've done every other thing. She's let me do every other thing that you could ever possibly do, but this might be too much.
Well, that's what he says. Am I overthinking this? What do I do? Ask to bang her smoking friend or not? How do I navigate this to keep the wife happy, keep the pass, and get to bang the hottie? Am I asking too much here?
I think he just needs to float it out there to this wife who lets him do whatever he wants to do most of the time. And, like... maybe don't float it out like, hey, I want to have sex with her totally alone and, you know, I want to take her somewhere. Like, just be like, man, that chick is hot. He's talked this way to her before.
Mm-hmm.
So
they have a setup.
Yeah. Got the hall pass.
I think it's just that she's so hot. He's afraid. It must be the hottest woman. Right. His wife's a 9. So this has to be the hottest woman he's ever been able to fool around with outside
right.
of her.
Right.
So he's afraid, I guess, that she's so hot, then this one time the wife could be like, oh, my God.
Well, and this is the thing. Maybe the hall pass, maybe the threesomes, it's always been with someone not quite as good as his wife. You know, where she's like, oh, well, you'd never leave me for her. She's an 8 or she's a 7.
Right. And that's why I think this is super risky.
But also, I think what he needs to do is go, yeah, but I wouldn't leave you for a paid escort. This would just be a one-time deal.
How do people get problems like this?
I don't know, James. I'm thinking the same thing.
Like, I got like water like flowing into my house. My house is practically going underwater.
Yeah.
This guy's worried about, should I bang my wife's hot escort?
My wife's a 9. I'm looking to, should I bang the 11?
I got 2 giant white pine trees dying because they're submerged in water. I don't know how much it's going to cost to get them removed or replaced. And this guy's worried about banging a hot escort.
Yep.
That's real
like,
life.
Yeah,
that's
like
life.
How do you get problems like that?
I don't know.
You know? I got a chipmunk living in the roof of my above my bar. I can hear it scratching when I roll a doobie. I can hear it scratching. I pound on the ceiling. I hear it run away somewhere. This guy's worried about banging a hot escort and his wife being upset.
Yeah,
with the hall pass.
These are his problems.
Like, yes, totally.
You know,
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, this is so out of my norm. Yes. Like, I don't know how people live these lives. Good for you. Let's all like COVID make me realize one thing. Like, hey, enjoy your life. Do whatever you can do as long as everyone. Everyone's consenting and it's all good.
Yeah, swinging. It's fine.
Nah, for people that want to do it.
Yeah.
But this, I can't wrap my head around being like happily married to someone for almost a decade and still be like, yeah, but I'd like to get with her. Do you mind?
I think he just, it's because he's been able to do it. Like he's got...
Well, they have a setup.
They have like
they have
a setup. Yeah,
things.
They have
this
threesomes.
This is a normal part of their life. I mean, I don't know why she's bringing a hot escort around and... what like tempting, like what is that all about?
Well, the thing is, I think
she wants the hot escort.
I think maybe what he needs to do is just temper his like expectations a little bit. Just ask to have a threesome with this woman. Ask to have a threesome with this woman. Maybe, hey, do you want to have a threesome with your friend? Oh, I know you want to do her one-on-one. Oh, well, I know that's what you want.
I wonder if
but
it
do you
goes-
want to save your life, like save it and make it normal, as normal as his life is. Don't blow it.
I wonder if it goes the other way. Like, I wonder if she has had passes with hot dudes. Or,
she must have,
I would
right?
assume.
Or,
I would
sometimes it's just...
Or hot women, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes.
I feel like that's why she's bringing this. She's friends with this escort.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she wants her.
Oh, could be. She could be into the sisters.
If you have something, an agreement, and everything's great, why not just stick to the agreement? Just ask your smoke show wife if you can bang the whore. And then there you go. Nothing's ruined. You still get to have sex with her. No, it's not dream scenario. But you know what? It's not
Life's not bad either.
No.
Life can suck, right, James?
Yeah. I don't need to know how do I get my regular routine maintenance done on my vehicle while also Christmas shopping and preparing the show for the holidays.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yep. Routine maintenance.
Yeah, I got to get a tire rotation, an oil change, and an alignment, Dave. Yeah.
My transmission's going.
I just put new tires on that sucker. I don't want them to get worn in the wrong weird ways, you know?
I know it.
You have no high class whores knocking down your door?
No, I got no hot escorts banging on the door.
Offering to help do your oil lube and filter for you?
No, I don't have any of that. I have a very attractive wife who sometimes says hi to me when she comes home from work.
Here's what I want to ask. What problem are you dealing with right now that would make James jealous?
Let me take my blood pressure medication.
What's the problem you're dealing with right now that would make James jealous? Like, oh, should I bang
you
this?
You need some of these?
No, I got an 11.
I got my own.
1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or you can text us at 46969. What's your problem?
I don't know how many people have problems.
I'm just putting it out there. Maybe they don't.
I think if you ask, like, what is your problem that makes James feel better, more people would be responsive.
Well, maybe it could be both. Maybe it could be both. But
more people have real life problems than...
Yeah.
Than this.
Yeah.
Should I bang my new whore friend?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know how many people.
I mean, no one has this kind of good problem. Not many people do.
Anyways.
Not many people.
And it's such a big problem in this man's life, he has to write into a radio show.
He does.
Exactly.
Ask for advice.
He's like, oh, guys, I don't
like,
know
this
what
is the
do.
Hardest challenge he's ever faced.
Crypto market is down. You know how much money I put into it?
It's
kind of that problem.
Kind of back up.
Someone said, imagine the plot twist, the 9 wife leaves him for the 11 escort.
Well, that's Musa's.
That
could be.
That's the only reason that this lady's around.
I say there's no way you should do this alone. That's my first take on this. I think, like was mentioned, if you want to do a threesome and your wife's cool with that, I think that's the only way she'll find this acceptable. I think if you do it alone, she'll be jealous and it could definitely F up what you've got going on. Whether not meaning the end of your relationship maybe, but just that's it. No more hall passes. No more swinging. I can't handle
what's
this.
I guess in the grand scheme of it, what's the difference between me having sex with a girl by myself or with someone else in the room?
Oh, what I is think the there's difference? A difference. I think there's a more of a draw to the one-on-one, I'm sure, right? It's more...
I mean, I guess you could maybe be freer or something, but I mean, you're still doing them.
Yeah. No, for sure, but I still think there's got to be some sort of more of an attraction there to it just alone. Like, it's riskier, it's more...
But you're still inside of her. I guess what I'm saying is, like, it's not that bad. Like, one is maybe 100 out of 100 experience. The other one's maybe a 90 out of 100 experience.
I wish I could see these people. Put their names.
I know.
At least you can't.
Name on the...
I don't know.
Someone says someone's a 9 and the other person's 11, everyone's
know,
9
like,
and 11
look
is
up
different.
Every single person that emails in on their social media.
I know.
Pretty confident in their numbers.
Yeah, they are.
Takes too much time. Let's see here if we can.
You can do on Facebook or whatever.
I'm just seeing if there's anything comes up here.
Because there are people that will be like, they're like, I.
Yeah?
I think. Same.
What does the guy look like? Is it the guy? All right.
What's
maybe
that?
I believe him.
Well, I mean, it's just, yeah, he's not
I don't
bad.
Know what his wife looks like.
No, there's no...
There's no wife pictures?
Well, I can't. His profile
oh,
is
Oh, yeah,
on.
Like he's only able to see like two pictures.
Yeah, it's locked down. It does...
Because it is interesting, like, but I just don't know why this guy is like... Yeah.
Does he look hung? You know? Is he,
I can't tell. Yeah,
he does he look hung? I didn't check his pants, James.
He's hung.
What does confidence say in his photograph? You can tell.
I don't... there you go. You can see...
Can you see him?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know. I don't think he's... He might be well
now
down.
Now we're asking him.
Is like, he hung?
He wrote an email and we're... That's
yeah, we need to see the size of your dick, dude.
I'm trying to figure out...
I can already tell it's big.
What's justifying this hall pass? You know? He's got a wiener so big.
His wife
wants it to be shared with the world. Like,
I can already tell it's big. I can tell it's big because he's willing to throw this setup away. He's
fair
willing
enough,
to.
Yes.
I'll just get another setup like this. That's not my first threesome. He's fine. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's willing to throw away a 9 that lets him do whatever he wants and bang other chicks. He's willing to blow it all on an 11 whore.
That's very true. That's the risk taking of a man with a huge.
That's exactly what that is.
All right, so let's see if people have problems, other problems that would make James jealous. Mike's with us. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey.
What's your problem, man?
Not too much. What's your problem that would make James jealous?
Oh, I have too much sex, man. I have to turn it down.
Oh, too much sex. So like sorry to hear your problem.
What's too much for you? What are we talking here?
Like 3 times a day. I work all day, you know, and then I come home and... tired and whatnot, and, you know, we'll do it.
Well, you knew that was coming.
You know that was coming.
You can't swear on the radio. You
knew that was coming.
Jesus, you oversexed douchebag.
They
started to sound like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Arthur. Hi, Arthur. How are you?
This is going to make Dave more mad.
It will. Hi, Arthur.
How are you?
Good, man. What's your problem you think would make James jealous?
So, not a dissimilar problem to the first guy that sent you the email there. My wife and I are not, like, monogamous people. And she's got a really attractive friend who, unfortunately, is a lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so of course, I'm super attracted to her, of course, because she wants nothing to do with me. But it's like, you know, what do you do about that, you know?
Bang your wife?
Yeah.
Just bang your wife. You've already... Well, bang your wife. What's the problem?
What is the problem?
Like, do you...
She's doing stuff with this girl.
Right, and you want a part of it, but you can't be.
Right.
Yeah, she's
that's
not
a problem.
I mean, in some ways I can. You're like, I could certainly watch or something. Like, that's not out of the...
Again, another problem most people don't have. Oh, I guess I'll just watch my wife make out with this extremely hot lesbian.
I can't bang my wife's hot lesbian friend.
Well, all
I can do is watch them do stuff together.
I almost started crying.
It's a sad tale,
oh,
dude.
Oh, please.
It's a sad tale. Okay, what are you guys on the look scale? And be truthful. Don't inflate your numbers.
Yeah, no. I'm probably a 7.
Yeah.
My wife is probably about a 7. Her friend's probably like a 7.5, maybe an 8. A little bit better looking than her, but not much, really.
Yeah, ooh, that's dangerous
that's
words.
That's tough to say.
Yeah, that's hard to... Be hard to hear.
Yeah, penis.
Yeah, time to go.
When you decide to go.
That chick's hotter than your wife,
yeah.
You gotta leave.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody might have a bigger problem than me.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, now you feel better.
Now I feel great.
Yeah.
John, what's the problem that could make James jealous?
Man, I'm telling you, my wife gives me about 5 blowjobs a week. It's always got me super tired at work. You know, and it's just hard to get through.
Hold on. Yeah. You had so many BJs, you can't even stay awake.
That's right.
He's exhausted.
Man, I just too much coffee, man. I got to cut back on the coffee and the blowjobs.
Yeah.
Tough life.
It is.
Too much coffee and BJs.
Yeah, if you believe that guy.
Exactly. There's no girl that gives five a week.
Yeah, five a week.
Please.
How much are you paying?
Please.
Someone said, my friend grew too much weed and he gave me so much that I can't possibly smoke at all.
That's oh, no. Problem. What are you going to do? Oh, no. Keep it in a jar with one of those little baggies that keeps it fresh. And yeah. You smoke it throughout the year, you dummy.
How long will weed last if you store it correctly?
You can store it for a while. I mean, I've got stuff. I mean, I probably won't smoke it now, but that's from last harvest last year. You know, that's still, I never got around to smoking. It'll end up getting ground up and turned into like an edible or something like that.
Right.
But I mean, I wouldn't put it past smoking like weed for that's like a year old. I mean, you store it in the jars. I got like the tan jars that have like the stop light from coming in, and you throw a couple little packets in there that keeps everything fresh and the right humidity.
And honestly,
and it's still good.
If you got a buddy that just gives you a mountain of weed every once in a while, like just throw it away. Like who cares? You got a friend who gives you mountains of weed.
Well, that's a tragedy if you throw
it
away.
Well,
yes, I get
still
what you're saying. Grind it up and turn it into something else.
Something.
This, I don't know if you'll be really jealous of this, but this guy said, I'm 23, fairly attractive, fit guy. I'm not saying this to be cocky, but it's just what I've been told. I've been single my whole life, and I've rarely had sex. But over the past 6 months, I've been getting so much attention from women all of a sudden. And quite honestly, I'm not sure how to handle it. Am I wrong for hooking up with all these chicks, safely, of course, or should I have some self-control, so to speak?
He's single?
He's single. 23.
Yeah, there'd be plenty of time.
He's never had much action up until the past 6 months. He's getting all sorts of attention for some reason.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, this is
while you can.
Yeah, because this is the way.
Lisa's telling you to bang everything.
It won't last forever.
It doesn't last
forever.
It's a way. It's a wave.
Just do it while you can.
I think if you went back in time and asked most people what do they wish they did more in their 20s.
100%.
Sex.
Yes.
Just be safe about it. I mean, don't, you know, get anything. But
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like four chicks. I'm like, man, I probably could have scored with them. But here I am, Mr. Monogamous James, in this relationship that ended up going south once he moved to Arizona.
Yeah.
Gave up those hot chicks I could have probably banged.
Yep. Stupid.
Yeah, now they're all married. And well, I'm married now too, but. You know.
back then, when
single James is back on the prowl, they're like in committed relationships and not interested.
Yep.
Let's go to Sean, who's next. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. We're wondering if you have a problem that could make James jealous.
Yeah, I was just stuck somewhere saying that I make about $2,300 a week, and I have no time, and I have no time to spend it, and I don't know what to spend it on.
So you just got too much money. You don't know what to do.
Yeah,
with it.
That's one
his
of those
problem.
Things.
Just
you
too
know?
Much money.
Just
can't
save it.
Figure it
There's
out.
There's investing, and
now do you not have time to spend it because you're too busy making the money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want that.
80 hours a week. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, works 80 hours a week.
Yeah. Yes. See, then
I mean,
that's
I'd rather.
Yeah. That's tough.
It's great to have all that cash.
Yeah. Do you have time for sex, Sean, or it's just all about the money? Money.
I do have time for sex. When I get home, I have sex with my girlfriend for about 6 or 7 hours, and then I go back to work.
Six or seven hours.
That's what he does. That's
cold
what he
games,
does.
Old crap or whatever.
I make so much money, I can't do it.
I have six hours of sex, and then I go back to work. That's it. I don't sleep at all.
He does everything double. He does everything double what everyone else does. He works an 80-hour week, and he bangs for 7 hours.
I'm just glad he's getting his money's worth out of that sex doll he bought. He's getting all six grand worth.
Yeah.
No, banging for 6 to 7 hours. Get out.
No one is.
Come on. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Stupid. This guy said, I went from having threesomes every month with my girlfriend and Tinder girls to none until we bring a guy in the room. I haven't because what if he's bigger than me?
Oh, well, who cares?
Bring a guy in the room.
Like, yeah, so he's been allowed to get girls on Tinder for them to share. But now she's like, it's done until you let me get a guy into the room.
Time to pay the piper, man.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know, give up threesomes.
Yeah.
But he's missing them, I guess. He's missing them.
I bet he is, but that's
How badly are you missing them?
That's Pandora's box right there.
Prepare to peg.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He doesn't have to peg, but he's afraid the guy's going to have a bigger dong, and then that would destroy him.
Well, there's a lot of big ones out there. Floating around.
I mean, I see them all over the internet.
Yeah, there's a lot
there's
of big ones.
A lot
ones.
Of big ones out there floating around.
Yep. I mean, anytime you want to try and bring some other dude around, just know there's a reason why he's floating his name out there.
The voice changing technology. Good morning, Anonymous. How are you?
Very self.
Doing okay. Do you have a problem that could make James jealous?
Yeah, so My girlfriend is absolute bombshell, but she recently kind of, I guess she's been kind of having some problems with depression, so she don't want to bang it out no more. And we ain't had sex in like a month, and her friend wants to bang it out, and I'm just, I ain't interested in that.
So your question is, or is...
I don't know if this is...
I don't think that makes anyone jealous.
Because you're in the depression part, it's kind of...
No, not the depression part. It's like,
no, but he...
The friend, though.
You know, her friend wants to bang it out and, like...
Make up for lost time with the other one, I guess.
So you're going to cheat on your depressed girlfriend with her hot friend.
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Permission to do that. I don't want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, dude.
Yeah, that's not really a problem.
No, I wouldn't be jealous of that problem either.
Yeah, it's still a problem.
It seems like it's too much.
He's not going to bang the hot friend anyway, so...
Said he's not attracted to her. I don't understand.
I don't know if he got what we were doing.
I don't think so.
You know?
Probably not.
That happens occasionally.
I'm just picturing a conversation with my wife, and I'm like, oh, honey, all your unattractive friends keep wanting to bang me. I don't... What do we do here?
Yeah.
You gotta tell them to stop trying to bang me.
that's true, though, probably.
This guy said, I'm having a hard time deciding which of my cannabis concentrates to smoke this morning. It's a real bummer, James. I have too many options.
Well, you should enjoy your options.
What does that even mean, cannabis
concentrates? So he probably has a couple different types of concentrates, different forms, which is like the concentrate stuff. It's like the dabs.
Yeah.
So it's like you do a dab. It's like smoking three doobies out like one time, but you get it the high like...
It's immediately a
blast. I'm a two dab and doobie guy. We'll put it that way.
Okay. Speaking of weed, this guy said, I got a problem. My wife and I bought a used car. We found a brick of marijuana under the spare tire in the trunk. This car was obviously used for transporting drugs. The problem is we don't smoke marijuana.
The problem is somebody might be coming back for that brick of marijuana.
Yeah, exactly.
This don't sound like good problems.
Yeah, that's a problem. I definitely know.
Sounds like a hassle to me.
I'd rather find one of those floating in the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like finding weed is so much safer than finding like a big brick of coke.
I agree with you. Yes.
I feel like if you find a brick of coke, then you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But if they actually smoked weed, it would be different. They're just like, we found it and there's nothing we can
do. Yeah, what do we do
with
it?
What do we do with it? So it's
not easy to just start selling drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not
wouldn't advise it.
No. No, you got to know somebody.
This guy says, in college, my problem is girls don't want to date. They just want to be F buddies. I have 3 to 6 regulars a week for hookups only.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out there.
No dinner, no.
Only
talking.
Only what do you say? 3 to 6?
Yeah, 3 to 6.
Only 3 to 6? They just want to roll in and rotate for sex? Oh, yeah, man.
I know. But like, you don't feel close to any of them, you know?
Oh, man. How do you not feel close when you got your face smothered in 3 to 6 sets of titties a week?
Oh, my God.
How much closer can you be?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
This person said,
it's a dozen titties, man.
Talk about problems. I've got to wait 7 months for furniture to arrive from my vacation home.
Oh, your vacation home.
Oh, goodness.
I like that. All right, like money bags of McKenzie.
I like that.
This person says, here's a problem we make James jealous. My wife gives me BJs while I'm sexting other women.
Jeez. That wouldn't make me jealous, but it makes me feel like you're a real douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come for me while I sex this lady.
Yeah.
Like, focus on the BJ at hand. Man.
Pleasure me.
Focus on the BJ at hand.
Yep.
I guess that is my mouth.
That did not impress us, dude.
No,
that just
not a good person.
It's a bad.
It's weird. It's a weird setup. Maybe it turns his wife on, but.
Yeah, maybe if she knows.
I'm assuming she knows. If you're on the phone.
Well, I don't know.
If you're on the phone during that.
I mean, if I'm on the phone and someone's doing that, is there any more disrespectful thing?
But also,
yeah,
how
just
good,
on TikTok.
How good could the job be being performed if you're that distracted
exactly.
You have to sex other women? Yeah. Or he's probably really playing Candy Crush or something.
But even that, then it's really
bad. That's yeah, that's even worse.
This guy, here's another BJ addict. I have a girl who gets off by BJs. I have to say no to her half the time because it gets to be too much.
It's a real disaster, life.
I don't know how this is going to go on living. How is it going to accept all those BJs all the time?
I know.
When you have to turn someone down, as a man, to turn that act down, that's... uncomprehendable for a lot of men. Mm-hmm. You'd say no to that, right? In any circumstance.
I mean,
well,
maybe,
I mean, if it's a rest area and there's a glory hole, yeah, I understand.
Well,
somebody
you find incredibly attractive that you have a relationship with
your partner.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. If you want to do more, but like she always just wants to do that and like end the night there, you know, like, and you're like, hey, but I want to do some other good stuff. Maybe then, but.
Yeah, if you're not allowed to return the favor or, you know.
Or, yeah, like it just ends.
Deliver the package
right
the traditional way afterwards.
Yes.
Then,
yeah.
Yeah, that's, I could see it being kind of a bummer, but.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm
it's
still
the,
going to sleep with a smile on my face.
Yeah, it's the best, worst problem.
Yeah.
It really is. The too many BJ problem is a problem most men
I don't
would like
buy.
To suffer through.
I don't buy
one
most
on the list of
those.
Of problems I wish I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Instead, floods.
Instead, I got two giant white pine trees just whittling away because there's a puddle of water that I can't get the ground to move. Oh, that's bad. So that's rotted their roots. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's what's they're starting to die. I haven't seen much growth on them, and there's always like water accumulates right there. It's been so rainy this year.
Yeah,
the rain won't stop, and it snows and snow and rain mix. And my backyard, I still have like a whole little area that's almost like turning into a pond now. There's so much water still.
Yikes!
Yeah,
real people problems.
Yeah,
that is.
I gotta figure out where the hell this chipmunk's getting into my house. I got a chipmunk that's in the ceiling in my basement. You know,
those are the problems I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
So enjoy your too many BJ problems while I'm trying to figure out how to get a chipmunk out of my house.
And to the guy who started this all with his email that he doesn't know whether or not to bang his wife's new 11 escort friend. And we say no, dude. Unless it's a threesome, because you guys have done that before. But the one-on-one thing, I think, would lead to too much trouble for you.
Yeah, I would just let your wife in on this one. And don't blow that setup that you have that most guys would die for.
100%.
You know?
And let us know what you decide, by the way. You can remember to follow up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Warning. Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark-sided.
Everything's ungodly! Dark-sided!
A guy has died of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
After visiting a year-round haunted house in Malaysia with a close friend.
Scared him to death?
It literally scared him to death.
Oh.
The 16-year-old victim, who hasn't been named, went into cardiac arrest in the house.
It's not even a man.
Located at this popular tourist attraction in Bentong in the Malaysian state of Pahang.
Yeah.
The teen was on vacation with the family of a close friend when they decided to visit this haunted house. They have one of these, remember, in Niagara Falls,
okay,
Canada.
So it's the same type of thing?
Well, it's a, yeah, I don't know if it's the same.
Right.
You know, but like
concept
that,
is the same.
In Niagara Falls, Canada, on the Canadian side of the falls, there's a year-round haunted house called Nightmares. It's open all year long, not just Halloween. So this is similar to that.
I just thought Malaysia was scary enough just being Malaysia.
Yeah, you don't, like, yeah, like you need what's their haunted house like? Just
it's
like
gotta be horrifying, right?
The boy fell to the floor, went pale after someone had come running at him inside, became unresponsive, there's some pictures,
good,
that's not, that's a cat, there's, well, that's him already gone.
All they have is regular sheets.
Just
sheets. Yeah, they just, it actually looks more like drapes.
Like hotel sheets.
Like hotel drapes. They just pull them off the wall.
There he is when he had passed out.
What is that? What am I looking at there? Feet.
It's his legs and feet. That
it's them trying to get them ready for the postmortem.
Yeah. They didn't try too much to help them.
Didn't seem to. I mean, maybe they did. We weren't there. But.
So he died of fear.
He literally was scared to death. As crazy as that is. I always thought it was just a saying, but I guess if you have possibly a pre-existing condition.
That's it, right? You don't know.
Probably dead, right?
Fellow tourists at the haunted house were trying to revive the boy as he slipped from consciousness, but to no avail. He was carried out of the house to an open area where emergency services were contacted, but nothing could be done. It was later revealed that he did have an issue.
Oh, okay.
He had a perforated heart.
Oh, wow.
They don't believe his family knew of this.
Jeez.
Crazy?
Yeah. No one checked.
Because wouldn't there... Does this happen and we don't hear about it?
What's
like
that?
At the big theme parks, like haunted houses, are there people...
That just
die? I'm sure they have people die, but...
I'm sure you can just drag... They drag them away.
Signs that are like, if you have a heart condition or...
Yeah, they definitely do.
Because the one time when I worked at the theme park, I do remember the one time they dragged like a dead body through our theater... Was the dude had a heart attack on a roller coaster, was dead before they pulled back into the station.
Yeah.
So it could have been, I didn't even think about, you know, a heart condition he wasn't aware of.
I just found out that, like, big theme park places have a color that they paint something. It's called, like, it's some kind of green color that we as humans have a hard time.
To make things blend in?
Yeah, like... If they want a lamppost to be somewhere, they'll paint it like a certain green, and then it sort of just fades into the background to us. So maybe they just quickly paint the body that color.
I just saw that TikTok this morning.
You did too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I saw that a few weeks ago. Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's weird.
Because they show a bunch of different theme parks, like doors and lampposts and different things that would usually be an eyesore. They painted that color so you don't notice it.
You don't even notice it.
Our senses don't pick up on that tone.
Mm. Yep. So if you die, they quickly paint you that color.
Wheel you right through.
And then no one sees you.
Get the corpse green paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only... Because they didn't want to wheel the body through the crowds, from where the ride was, which was right next to the theater, they had to wheel the body through our theater to get to the backstage area of the theme park. Mm. So we were all just sitting there going, oh, it's a dead guy.
Yeah, like, you don't hear about it much. You know, I remember when... Was it Goofy that got run over?
Oh,
there was a...
That's right.
Goofy got run over by one of the trucks in the parade. That would have been a hell of a thing.
Goofy?
Yeah, the guy was dressed as Goofy, I think, and he got too close to one of the floats.
It's hard not to laugh at a dead Goofy, right?
I know.
I wonder. Disney probably... Oh, yeah.
It's there. 2004?
2004.
So that's the last time, really, I've heard of a Disney... Death like
Pluto
that.
Was Pluto.
Oh, was it Pluto? I knew it was a dog.
8-year Disney veteran was playing Pluto.
It's not the way you want to go, you know?
No.
Run over by a car and killed. Oh, wow, that's even sadder, I think. You're a 38-year-old father of two and you're Pluto.
Yeah, no, it's not great. It's not great.
Can you... I just can't imagine
it
life.
It is your destiny.
Where I'm, well, yeah. I am like almost 40 years old, and I'm like...
You know, oh. I go to work, and I'm like...
That's how I feel like we do here. I feel like we're doing the exact same
thing. I feel like a 40-year-old man doing that.
I'm like...
That's a teenager.
Dude, that's what me and Chuck do every day.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
You're good at that, Dave.
Oh, my God.
He's lucky.
My official training.
Yeah.
I was 16.
No.
He's lucky he escaped it. Okay, Dave, question.
Yes.
How tragic would it be if you found out that someone that you were on the mascot beat with...
Was still doing it.
That'd be incredibly tragic.
Oh.
Incredibly. Like, that was a teenage
Was
job.
There any... So there was no one older doing it when you
there
guys...
There was one older... Like, there was a guy in his late 20s. Which we all kind of thought was a little weird. Because we were all, you know, 16, 17 years old, right? And there was one dude...
He's hanging on, huh?
Yeah.
I liked it.
He was hoping for the big time.
I guess it wasn't
Maybe
calling for him,
to,
though. He sucked.
No.
That's why he kept coming back there, I guess.
Was it James Marsden?
No. No, yeah, he
definitely
escaped.
Not.
He escaped.
Damn it.
We always
Neve Campbell also
Sorry
escaped.
About that.
Yeah, Nev Campbell.
She was good. You could tell she was good.
Yeah, I bet.
She made it to the big show. She wasn't in the kid show like me.
Oh, yeah.
The big show.
The big show.
The big show. The big theater.
Mm-hmm.
That was Nev. But she was like a trained professional dancer.
Oh. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, there was like no one.
And her boyfriend was at the theme park. Her boyfriend was.
No one I can recall. There was no one really older. I guess Disney's different, though. Like, first of all,
it's down there. That's like one of the.
That is their big show. The big show for. Because I think most of them are probably a little older.
I think
sure, if they have a ton of teenage characters.
When I went down there and had Stella, and Stella was doing the big princess thing. She got her like hair done and all this stuff. The girl that was doing her hair was like an older performer, like because they're performing like they're pirates
right.
or whatever. But like, so I just started shooting the crap with her, and it was like this was just the in to try and become something more at Disney. You know,
okay.
Like she's like, well, I'm doing this. I'm hoping to become like a princess, like very pretty, but just a pirate doing hair, you know? And then
pirate.
Like with the aspirations of like being one of the princesses that walks through.
Up.
Yeah. Weird. It's just weird stuff to want to do that.
Yeah. For as a career
forever. Yeah.
You know, I can see it was a great summer job. Like it was camp, right? We all did a couple of dumb shows and then hung out together and partied.
Yeah.
But as an adult with two kids and I'm 40, I can't imagine begging for treats in a costume. Like that.
Sometimes the party goes on too
like
long.
Is that you take the kids and be like, there's daddy.
You want to come see daddy at work?
You can never, ever let your kids know.
No.
Well, you would never have kids. That's also, I think, normally.
But RIP to Pluto.
Yeah,
that was a while ago. If you're like a furry and you have like that Pluto suit, are you like a higher ranking?
Oh,
like,
you have an official? Well, first of all, you could never get your hands on an official suit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Like, can you imagine?
They take extreme measures to make sure no one's able to get any of their official costumes out of that park. Even the theme park I worked at, and nowhere near Disney-like, but they, like, it was, like, punishable by death.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they killed two kids.
I bet you, like, all those, like, furry chicks or even dudes that just want to get banged by Pluto would be lining up at the furry con if you
dudes
showed up in that costume.
Dudes
that
want to get banged by Pluto.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
I'm sure they're out there.
Yep.
Someone said, I went to college with a girl who's a character at Disney. She's probably 30 and still going strong. She plays Anna from Frozen.
See, but I mean, I guess if you're playing Anna from Frozen, that's like the big time, right? To these people.
I guess, but
like
how much
you're Anna from Frozen.
How much do they pay these people?
I don't know if you get paid a lot.
It's just you love doing it?
Well, you do.
It's
your
passion.
Like you're a drama kid, right? That's what you are. You're a drama kid. Because the only people I ever knew with Disney Dreams were people that were in my drama class. You know, they had drama that was like, they didn't care. They'd be in that terrible summer stock, small town production of something terrible, you know?
We present something terrible.
Yeah. Like, they would do that. Like, oof. But Disney was like a dream.
So back to the story here. This kid that was killed in the haunted house, they listed it as a sudden death on the official autopsy report. And then later they found out he had the perforated heart.
Yeah, I think all you really have to do is listen to a heartbeat one time to tell that something like that's going on. Like a doctor would just have to listen and be like, ooh, something doesn't sound right.
Sudden frights in rare cases can trigger a cardiac arrest, particularly among those with underlying heart conditions. So it's rare, but it can happen.
Yeah.
Do you, as the Malaysian haunted house,
You pump it up.
Promote the fact.
Ah, we scare people to death.
There they might.
Do you? Yes,
yeah,
right? As the
might.
Malaysian haunted house?
Yeah.
Like, as the ones care. Here put the number up, how many people have pissed themselves and that kind of
death.
Stuff?
And then one death.
Deaths.
One. I'm telling you, if you have someone die at your place and it's a haunted house, that's the best thing that can happen to you.
Maybe in Malaysia. I think here they could shut you down. No, they wouldn't shut you down. If it was a heart condition, it wasn't.
A heart condition.
Yeah,
no.
You're just doing your normal stuff.
Yeah. And they would make sure that story hit social media all the time, like especially coming up towards Halloween. put something out. Like, just wanted you to remember, we are remembering the name of the fallen. Because nothing says we're scary like someone dying.
Police in Altoona, Pennsylvania were called to a bowling alley after people reported that a man was threatening people with a gun. When they arrived, they encountered a 32-year-old guy named Timothy King Jr., and when he saw the cops, he bolted. The cops chased him down on foot, but even after they caught up with him, he refused to go down without a fight. Timothy tried grabbing one cop's gun, which was in its holster. That's a dangerous move. Mm-hmm. The officer responded by throwing him down with a hip toss.
Nice.
Timothy kicked that cop and managed to headbutt him before they finally were able to pepper spray him and restrain him.
You like Shakira'd him?
Yeah, like,
his hips don't lie.
Whatever. Yeah.
I've been Shakira'd.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly, the officer said Timothy appeared to be very intoxicated after a night of bowling. He was very upset that he had lost, I guess, and then lost his mind.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine you go on a rampage because you bowled?
Bowling rampage.
Jeez.
That's super sad.
Yep.
Come on now. He is currently being held on $100,000 cash bail. And
what'd you do? I went on a bowling rampage.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Look at this guy.
His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if
nice
you want to check him out.
Ugh.
Yeah, let me go cut my beard today.
He really let it roll.
He has. Oh, he's letting it rock.
Somewhere near you.
No, I know.
They did manage to get one good black eye in, though.
Yeah.
Well, that was probably that headbutt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He probably caused it. You're right. Yeah. Probably caused it on himself. Yeah, so he's still behind bars this morning. Probably. Shouldn't be allowed back at the bowling alley.
Yeah, no. No.
I don't think so.
There are organizations that provide a voice for animals because, well, they don't speak.
Mm-hmm.
But New Jersey is going to take it a step further. A bill has been proposed in New Jersey that would allow judges to appoint lawyers to animals in certain cases.
Lisa Way, animal lawyer.
That's amazing. She's leaving us. She's getting into animal law.
Yeah.
Yep.
The bill passed unanimously in the Senate earlier this year. It's now just waiting an assembly vote. If it's passed, lawyers could volunteer to represent the animals as the case moves through the legal system.
Imagine that's you're like, great. I don't represent humans at all.
Probably way easier.
I hate humans. I only represent animals. Animal needs, I don't know what kind of lawsuits animals are filing all the
probably
time.
Probably abuse
for the most.
Oh, that's got to be it. Yeah.
The lawyer won't strategize with the animal clients at a council table like you'd see on Law and Order, but it would be formal. The lawyers would inform the court of the health status and living conditions of the animal, making sure nothing is overlooked. Connecticut and Maine already have laws like this on the books.
Lisa would be like, I need to meet with my client for a couple hours with all these toys.
Yeah.
You open the briefcase, it's got different toys. Yeah, let's get to work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't. There's some like if Lisa's a lawyer and she's an animal lover, then that's like her pro bono work or whatever.
Exactly, right? But then also, I think you would get a lot of satisfaction of putting those people away.
Hell yeah!
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you get a lot of satisfaction out of that.
I'd love to see the little dog sitting in the chairs, though. Right, you know. Mm-hmm.
Just wait. Calm down.
Mr. Wiggles. Lisa would end up having like 72 dogs. She'd be like,
Take them home with me.
Like the idea of like Douglas is in court and he's sitting there and then Lisa has to like whisper to him in court. they do that secret like lawyer client talk.
Yeah. Then Douglas whispers to the dog, the go-between.
Douglas starts writing something down.
Excuse me for a second. Can I just...
Yeah.
We'll accept that offer, Your Honor.
Yeah.
My client is choosing to accept that.
We offer four bones,
four bags of bully sticks. No way.
We were laughable.
Yeah, but pretty cool.
Yeah.
They'll have a voice.
Really cool.
Make it a TV show. Call it Paw and Order.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea, James.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Trademark James.
I'd be like James. I'd be trademark.
I'll share with you guys. I know it'll go nowhere, so I'll share with you guys.
A woman in Indiana is going viral, speaking of dogs, after she adopted a 4-year-old chihuahua named Max and couldn't get him to follow any directions.
No.
Until she figured out, wait, he only speaks Spanish.
Telemundo.
And now he's actually very well trained.
No way. He just was like, I don't know what you're saying.
100%. Here's her talking about it on her TikTok.
4 years old, from the shelter, no information on him. Absolutely adorable, super great. He sits when you have a treat in his hand, not when you say sit. He knows what a crate is, and he walks really well on a leash. So it seems he has some training, but he won't listen to us. So we're trying to get him to sit, trying to get him to do this stuff for some weeks, and we can't figure out why he won't listen to us. We figured it out. He only speaks Spanish. Our little chihuahua doesn't know English and has been looking at us like, what are you talking about? I died when I found out, so I've got to show you.
She's intense.
Max, come.
Yeah.
Max, aquí.
Oh, aquí. Yeah.
Hey, chico.
Oh, hey.
Max, sit.
Nope.
Max, siéntate.
Oh, sí.
Buen chico. Buen chico. Buen
chico.
Look how happy it is.
I don't speak Spanish, so I know that wasn't the best, and we've been relying on Google Translate. But please, if you have anything else, let me know, because I would love to see how smart this cute little man is. I just don't speak.
How so amazing is that?
That's hilarious.
Dogs do speak different languages. They say they train mm-hmm. German shepherds in German because they pick up on the commands better.
Was machst du? Ich mag meine Hausaufgaben.
Well, I don't think they tell them to do homework.
Yeah, that's all I know.
But the reason they do that with those dogs is because normal English words come up in conversation, you know, so.
Oh, so they might hear something.
They might hear something, you know.
It's a command.
It's like, I'm speaking German to you, dog. Like, these are the commands. And then it's like, yeah, okay.
But if the dog obviously was trained in that language, that's all they know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Four years. That makes a lot of sense, but I'd never even thought about you'd adopt a dog and even speak a different language.
The fact that they unlocked that with that dog is just the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That's right. They speak English. She's like, what?
Yeah,
huh? Exactly. Yeah,
what are you talking about? She says it in Spanish. She's like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
And she's like, aki. And he's like, oh, yeah. So they probably thought, oh, this dog does nothing. And now he's like, such a good boy.
Yeah, he's super good.
Yeah, well trained.
Someone put their time into that dog, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And she just had to unlock it. And luckily they did. I wonder how they figured it out.
I don't know.
Like what? I would never even think of it, to be truthful.
No.
I'll try a Spanish word to see if it reacts to that.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty I'd smart. Assume it was deaf before I
exactly
assumed it was a different language.
I'd be like, yeah, something's wrong with him. He doesn't hear.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne being investigated by the LAPD for allegedly pulling a gun on one of his own bodyguards. The guy told police he got into an argument with Lil Wayne at his mansion in Hidden Hills after Lil Wayne accused him of taking photos and leaking them to the media. Lil Wayne told him to get out, but he had to use the bathroom first, which he did.
Uh-huh.
When he got out, Lil Wayne got physical with him, then pulled an assault rifle on him. Sources say Lil Wayne strongly denies the allegations and claims he doesn't even own a gun. The cops, they say they're suspicious of the bodyguard story, too. And supposedly he didn't even want to press charges, but they have to investigate anyway.
Well, like, Lil Wayne, how big is Lil Wayne?
I was
going to
say,
I think
he's really little.
He's tiny.
That's what I thought, too.
That's why he's called Lil.
So him getting physical with someone who is a bodyguard?
He's 5'5".
Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
But he's got a gun.
Allegedly.
You got a little assault rifle.
Yeah.
Put a little gun down, Lil Wayne.
He can barely lift it.
Yeah. I wonder if everything in his life is little.
That's his little plate.
It's time for his
plate. Oh, no, he's got a little assault rifle with little bullets.
Look at that little knife.
Still work.
Yeah, he's only 5'5". I didn't realize he was that tiny.
I can't see. You know, I'd love to know how tall the guy accusing him of all this
like
is.
Like a bodyguard.
Yeah, so that's what I mean.
Probably a big dude.
Like, how big do you have to be Lil Wayne's bodyguard? I bet pretty big.
5'7"?
Well, you are, yes.
You're a couple inches bigger than him.
Lil Wayne. Like, look at him sitting between
Is that
those
him
two.
Looking like he
That's right there.
Looks like a child sitting between two uncles.
he's a bigger fellow.
I'm just a half inch taller than Lil Wayne. I'm Lil Lisa.
That's so weird because I don't think of you as tiny.
Like I'm five, well, maybe 5'6".
Wear heels a lot.
That's it,
for sure.
But, yeah, so but I mean, Wayne. For a guy, being my height is...
Yeah, maybe even shorter than you as a guy.
That's, I think you are tougher than him.
I think so, too.
Than Lil Wayne?
I think that
you don't have quite as many face tattoos.
Can do more workout stuff than him,
but I would like to see you in that leopard print jumpsuit.
Oh yeah!
You
could get my God! The Christmas is right around the corner, dude.
Lilisa got you a little gift.
I bet. How much do you think that is, though? I bet it's.
Is he still doing that well?
Oh, I'm sure, right?
Okay, Lil Wayne's net worth. We're going around the table here. What are we thinking?
$200 million.
I bet, like probably. $50 million.
That's what I was going for. I'm going to go $30 million.
Well, he might have spent a lot too.
Let's see what Lil Wayne is worth right now. Oh. $150 million.
A lot better than I thought.
Me too.
His height is everywhere too, by the way.
Yeah,
he cannot
escape it.
This is how much he's worth, and this is what his height is.
That's why he's so mad.
He's one of the 30 richest rappers in the world.
Was he the first Lil?
I don't know if Google will leave me that answer. Who was the first Lil?
I believe so.
Because now there's like a million Lils.
Yeah, they're just all the time.
No, that is. Who was the first Lil rapper? Rapper Lil Troy.
Lil Troy was
the first.
Also Lil Kim.
Yeah, she was probably the first one with a lot of recognition. Lil Kim.
Who are those little kids that wore their pants backwards? Were any of them Lils?
No, they were just Chris and Cross.
I think their names were Daddy Mac and something else.
Yeah.
Daddy Mac, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Mac Daddy's going to jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it, Dave. Keep going. You know the rest.
Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy. That's it. Yeah, they were Mac Daddy and Daddy Mac.
Yep.
What are they up to now? Let's look up Criss Cross.
One of them's dead.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Now they're hoping they get booked on revival tours.
Now they wear sweaters.
Oh, I don't know. Is one of them dead? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mac Daddy died of a drug overdose in 2013. I had never heard.
That's under my radar. I thought so.
I didn't imagine that they had.
I'm sure Jason knew because he was probably a big fan.
He probably went to the funeral.
Yeah.
The Chris Smith, the Daddy Mac, he's still with us. He's 42.
We're really breaking it down here.
I know. We're getting to the bottom of it, at least.
It just bumped into my head, Lisa. I'm like, wow, I haven't heard about those guys, actually.
Looking up that Gucci leopard suit for you, too.
Okay, that's a little taste, Lisa, if you just can't get enough.
What a crazy thing.
That's true.
Everybody wore their pants backwards.
Hey, kids, one of you is going to die of a drug overdose.
Oh, my God.
That's dark.
That's super dark.
Well, should have told him.
And he's gone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. What moment is weirdly awkward for you? These are some moments that are weirdly awkward for everyone. Do you have any specific weirdly awkward moment you want to share? If you do, you can reach out to us, 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. I have a lot of awkward moments.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
in my life.
Yep.
But I just had one on the weekend. I took Zayd and one of his buddies to see the new Ghostbusters movie.
Okay, yeah.
And as I was leaving them, I meant to say I love you to Zayn,
but it came across like I was saying, I love you to both of them.
Yeah. I love you too.
I love you guys. I meant you, Zane. And then I'm like, well, that's really bad. That sounded really weird. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go. I'm like, good to see you, buddy. I didn't want to say I do not love you, but it came out.
It came out.
Incredibly awkward. It led to a weird, and Zane's like,
I bet Zane was
Zane gave me that. I'm going to kill you, Dad. Dad, how can you can't tell my buddy you love him?
I know, son. I know. I know.
I flubbed it up.
It did, 100%. So awkward. Here's some other ones that people were asked. What's a weirdly awkward moment? Walking to the car when someone's picking you up. I guess that all depends on who's picking you up. The moment when everyone said bye in a Zoom call and then people are still trying to leave the meeting. That is, we've been like that, you know, we've done these big group Zoom calls for station events, right? Where we have listeners in there. Mm-hmm. And they'll bring out, so listeners from Boston, and then they'll go away, and then the listeners from Florida, and you know, listeners from Detroit. But it's that moment when Ken is slowly disconnecting people.
Oh, yeah. And you're like, bye.
We've already said goodbye to them, but they're still there staring at us, and we're staring at them, and bye.
Yeah, it's not like as cool as like the end of Saturday Night Live where like everybody's partying on stage.
No, not at all.
It's just like really weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just us sitting there. Some people hate this, and I think that's why it happens when someone sings happy birthday to you at a restaurant. That's awkward for a lot of people. Being the person, bad. I mean, you know, my Red Lobster days, I'd have to do the singing just because I had the loudest voice in the restaurant.
So you had to like start it?
Yes.
Because then everyone gathers in, right?
I feel like we did it at our Red Lobster. I don't think I participated in it, though.
I can't imagine you participated in that.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
Yeah.
I said no. There was the manager at that place, she was like, you told me to smile a bunch. And I was like, are you kidding? I want to kill myself right now.
Smile, Andy.
Andy,
don't forget to smile.
I just had an old lady yell at me about Cheddar Bay biscuits. There's nothing to smile about.
Yeah. Can you get away with just maybe doing the claps?
No.
You're supposed to sing.
I mean, when I worked there, this was years ago, right? But we had to. You could. There was a couple of different versions.
Yeah.
You could just do happy birthday. You could do. There's Red Lobster had its own. Well, they made it their own, you know, like.
Yeah,
Red Lobster's
it up.
Red Lobster's fun. Yes, it's true, especially when we sing for you.
Of course, you're going to remember that.
I'm not sure, but I've been told someone here is getting old. Sound off, happy. Sound off, birthday.
What an awful birthday.
Happy birthday.
I feel like every time it happened, I would always just find something else to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, go gather dishes. There were people like that. But again, and I was pretty shy then. This was like pre-theme park days. But they called on me because I was so loud.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it again, but okay. Mm. Here we go.
And then get their fudge overboard with the candle in it, and then you'd
fudge overboard.
Sing them their little song.
Can I tell you who hates any kind of attention like that? Stella.
Really? She does? Because she's pretty outgoing.
She is, but she can't stand stuff like that. So you have to do it. Mm. You just have to do it.
I don't know how they found out, Stella.
Oh, it's mean.
I have no idea. Did they check your ID? You don't have ID?
What about Rowan? Does he like it?
He doesn't care. He's like pretty easygoing.
Yeah, you could tell the people that we had to sing to that hated it. I only had one like woman walk out though.
Really?
Like we started to sing and she got up and left. She was like,
Listen, I'll tell you.
Out the door. She was so pissed at the people that they had us sing for her.
I don't think the place is here anymore. I believe. Remember downtown that restaurant opened? It's like a famous one. People buy the t-shirts.
Hard Rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I remember going there saying, oh, okay, well, this is a brand new thing. And what caught me off guard was that they sang all the time in there.
Oh, really?
They like sang.
Like just along to the songs? Or?
No, like they every like 15 minutes he did like a weird little dance.
Oh, like
there was all
like
sorts
the Crab
of stuff.
Jack place?
Yeah, it was like all sorts of stuff like that going on. And I was like, oh, I didn't think this place was like this. And that's when I knew it was going to fail. And I believe it did.
That's gone. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it failed.
Yeah. It left years ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Wendy is in Naples. We're talking about weirdly awkward moments. You had something.
Yeah, I bought an RV a couple months ago, And I always listen to you guys in the morning, and never dawned on me I had outside speakers on the RV that were on. And one day I was meeting a new neighbor standing outside, and you guys were talking about, I don't know the word for it, but something women do, squirting or something.
Oh, goodness gracious. Holy hell.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the word.
And it was just that awkward moment where we both stop in the middle of a conversation and look at each other like, yep, this is happening.
Yeah.
Oh, that sorry about that.
Yeah, that is
super unfortunate.
My neighbors all know who I am now. They've got my number in conservative Naples.
Oh, I bet.
Hey, there's the squirter lady.
Probably not what you want to know him by.
No.
All right, Wendy, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. You have a good day.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
See ya. See ya. Ooh, outdoor speakers on your RV.
My God. Squirting. What's that?
Don't explain it to them.
Nope.
Definitely do not.
Nope.
Matt's in Boston talking about weirdly awkward moments. What's one you wanted to share? Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, dude.
Years ago, for you, this actually happened to me more than one occasion. When you go into a store real quick and you come back outside and you get into the car and you realize it's not your car, because somebody with the same car parks right next to you, and you make eye contact with the other owner, and it's usually another guy, and you just kind of stare at each other. You both acknowledge it. You don't say anything, and you just get out of the car and walk away.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never gotten into someone else's car. I've tried to handle.
Yes.
And then realizes, like, oh, wait, that's not my car.
Yeah.
That's what I've done.
It's happened to me a couple times with, like, rental cars, because there'll be, like, a fleet of the same kind of car. And you're in the parking lot, and you're like, I think this is mine. But it's always just handle. And you're like, oh, wait.
You just look and go, oh, that's not the right
thing. Yeah.
Still my most awkward moment. I've had, you know, as you guys know, many, many, many awkward moments. My most awkward moment was when I kissed the dean as she was giving me my diploma after my speech at graduation.
You can't kiss a dean
and
on
I
the
was,
mouth.
I don't. Female dean.
Yeah.
Still, like an older lady. It was totally unexpected. But the crowd went wild because they thought it was like planned, right?
Exactly.
Like I was like,
you Frenched her, so.
No, I did not French her. It's so I don't even know. Honestly, in my mind, I'm like, I walked off the stage going, what did you do? Like I was asking myself, what did you just do? You just kissed her.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you're like a fam, there are a lot of families that don't hug. They don't have any kind of that style of thing. They're just like, I love you, even if they say that. And then there are people like my family, where a big hug and give a like,
kiss
give
on the cheek.
Oh, I give a kiss right on the lips,
right?
You know, like I it doesn't, family. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And if your brain is just in that, it's a celebration, it's a celebratory, it's a big moment, and you might just default go to that. And then next thing you know, you're Frenching a dean.
I was not Frenching her. But I did kiss her full on the lips.
Yeah.
She's like, wow.
No, she was upset.
Thank you.
Because she thought I did it as a joke, too.
Oh.
So it went from, like, congratulations, Dave, amazing, to, like, you a-hole.
Oh. Right.
The whole thing became.
Take it back.
But I was I had just done, like, the valedictorian speech, and I was, like, so relieved it was over because I had stressed about it for weeks. So that, like, I had this, like, excitement going on, and that led to making out with the dean.
Yeah.
But it's up there as like my most awkward moment of all time, even though I've had many. Danielle, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about real awkward moments.
Yes. So one time my friend was having a surprise diaper party and we thought it would be a good idea to go in the back door because it was a surprise and it was the wrong house. There was a family on the ground playing a board game. And they just looked at us. We had beer and diapers and laughed, kind of walked out and then went to the right house. And we're like, what the heck?
You got to get the address right.
Yeah, you sure do.
Yep.
Those surprise diaper parties.
Diaper parties.
I got my brain is so twisted up. I was like, diaper party. There's a diaper.
Oh, you thought like a fetish?
And
you
then thought it was a fetish was like, thing. And we did the back door. I'm like, what's happening?
My brain is too twisted. Yeah.
That's too much on the show.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is just normal stuff.
Someone said, I find it weirdly awkward when you get done taking a poop and you come out of the bathroom and someone's waiting to get in.
Yeah, that's super weird.
Yep. Especially here.
Yep.
Like, there was a sales guy that waited for me with a client to come out of the bathroom once, and that was unbelievably awkward.
Well, what was amazing is that they were like, where's Dave? No. Do you guys know where Dave is? I'm like, yes, he's in here pooping. And they just stayed
you
there.
I know.
They just. No, I didn't. I was like, I believe Dave's in the bathroom. Thinking like.
Most people would be like, oh, okay, we'll come back in a minute.
Exactly. Right, like, give him some time. They just basically
right outside the door. I opened the door. They were there. Oh, here's Dave.
But also, there's a seating area where they could just have a seat and a couch and relax for a minute while Dave does his business.
I was literally still drying my hands. I'm like, hey.
No, I thought it would be doing a solid to let somebody know, like,
I believe he's in the bathroom.
Should give
okay, we'll just wait.
1 minute after.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can't wait outside a bathroom for anyone. I was shopping with my wife, walked down a different aisle to find an item, came back to who I thought was my wife and pinched her ass.
Oh, man.
It was not my wife.
You can't.
Just a woman in almost identical clothing and hairstyle. I had to apologize and explain right then and there that it was a big misunderstanding.
You almost have to go, like, get your wife.
You 100% do.
Yeah.
Like, she's
got her clothes.
She's got to save you. Yeah. You can't flee, but also explain, like, listen, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You look just like my wife. Hold on. Let me get her.
And then you have to get your wife, and you say, I grabbed this woman's ass.
Thinking it was you.
And then a threesome happens.
Yeah. Boom. Nah, that's just, again, too much time on the show. When someone holds the door open for you from awkwardly far away.
I do that here all the time.
I do that here all the time. You see someone pull up. Like, I feel like I don't want to slam the door before they get there, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I probably could. You could have just walked in.
But, like, I also have to. Like, I recently did it for Pistons, court voice, Mason.
Oh, yes.
And I realized I didn't know who it was at the time. Like, I just, like, held the door and I was like, oh, it's Mason. And I realized he was far away. But I was like, don't run! I'm like, don't hurry! On account of me being an idiot! Because that's what I feel bad for. Like, you go to hold the door and then someone starts running.
Yeah.
I'm like, please don't run.
I don't
run.
Like to put the pressure on him. I'm just like, I'm just doing it almost as a muscle reflex.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I just had a flashback to the moment when I
you've had so many.
I know.
Well, the guy walking.
That's incredible. Yeah. That was incredible.
If anyone missed that story, it was so bad. There was a dude working here for a while who I'd never met.
No.
Who had some sort of leg disorder.
Yeah, there was something going on. He had something wrong.
And there was another guy here who I knew very well, who was, like the same height and a similar body shape. And,
and was a jokester.
We joke around.
Yep.
Well, I assume it's this guy coming walking towards me, and
you were like, what's wrong with you?
What are you doing? What's wrong with you? Because I thought he was pretending to have, like, a limp and walk real funny.
Yeah.
And then, no, it was the guy with the actual limp as I got closer to him, and I'm like,
it was a birth defect.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yep, Dave Hunter.
Your life is filled with these.
No, it is.
Yep.
I don't have so many.
No, Dave done this. Just tons of times. Guy's mom died. You were like, word to your mother when you left the room.
Oh, my God.
Word to your
mother. My life has been one awkward moment after another.
He comes back from his mom dying, and Dave leaves a room with word to your mother. Which no one should leave a room with anyway.
No, but I was trying to be funny. Like, that was the funny part. Oh, yeah, Dave's the white guy that says word to your mother.
Yep.
But I'm like, oh, his mother is gone.
Yeah.
The door closed, and then the realization hit both of us. Chuck was like, Dave! His mom just died!
Like, oh, my God.
Yep. And then the awkward part is, do you then go in and apologize, or do you just let it linger?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Just run.
I apologize the next day.
Yeah, I believe you did.
Someone said my coworker asked me out on a date, and I accidentally texted him making fun of him, meaning to text a different coworker. So awkward.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is bad.
Oh, my God. Well, at least I didn't waste any more time, I guess.
But you got to work with that person.
Right, and then you got to see them the next day.
Really uncomfortable.
I know.
Someone said I'm a big swearer.
So when I go to a doctor's or dentist's appointment, I get up off the table or chair. There's usually a huge sweater.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. My bad.
When I get up off the table or chair, there's usually a huge sweat mark, either from my swamp ass or my hands. You sweat that much from your ass? He's got to wear like double underpants or something.
Something.
Lord. You've got to take your own precautions.
You're right. If I'm
leaving an ass mark on your seat, I've got it's on me.
We worked with a guy that had a sweaty region.
God, don't even bring his region up.
Dude, I can't even imagine how embarrassed I would be if I left a sweaty ass stain on the seat at the dentist office. I'm already anxious just to be there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd never go again.
Yeah, that'd
be it.
My teeth would just rot right out of my mouth.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Never go back.
Like, maybe it's even gross there, but yeah, I've definitely seen it at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the gym. Yeah.
Well, I guess people are working out.
Don't white, like,
white down there.
Yeah, some people.
If your ass sweats on a workbench.
But my crotch is like a greenhouse when I'm working out.
What's it growing?
It's fungus.
Oh, my God. Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey.
What's your awkward moment you want to share?
All right. So when I was about 19, 20 years old, I was still a virgin. And a buddy of mine was tired of that. And without telling me or letting me know, he decided to get me a hooker, which, you know, might have been okay. But when I showed up for the arrangement, because I didn't even know this was going on, they were both in the bed waiting for me.
What?
And I'm like, what? No.
Hold on. Your buddy got you a hooker.
But also for himself.
Right. He was thinking we would share her. And I'm like, dude, no.
So what did you left? No. What'd you do?
Oh, yes, I left. I just walked in. It's like, bud? What's going on?
Did that buddy try and touch you ever in your no-no place?
No, he didn't. Okay. He wanted to instruct me the proper way.
Chuck gets me a hooker, and then he's like, Dave, a little to the left.
Yeah,
Dave, get in. Get the
spanker, Dave.
Your buddy's a sicko.
I think he wanted to. Yeah,
your buddy wanted you.
Yep.
Hey, let me help.
I'll just coach you.
Yeah. Yeah, let me grab it.
Oh, my God. I'll help you put it in.
Exactly.
Oop, Dean, it slipped in me.
Dean's in Tampa. Hi, Dean. How are you?
Not bad. How you doing?
Doing okay. You had a real awkward moment.
Yeah, I was about 20 years old walking out of a mall. And I was with a group of my friends, and I turned around to watch this girl in a miniskirt. And just as I turned around to look where I was going, I walked right into one of those no standing, no skateboard signs, walked right into it, landed on my ass, had a knot on my head, and this girl's just standing there laughing. They're all laughing at me.
It's like something out of a cartoon.
Exactly.
Yep.
Just out of a cartoon.
I think a lot of pretty girls have caused accidents
over
the years.
For sure. That's got to be a huge compliment for you as a woman.
They do probably maybe see like 5 or 6 incidents a year.
Yeah.
I think so.
If you're a super hot girl, distracted dudes, no doubt.
So many guys walked right into a...
What a compliment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Someone's so overcome with your beauty that they just knock themselves out.
Yeah.
I would think anyway. If a woman knocked herself out looking at you, Chuck, you'd
all the time happens all the time. I'm sort of used to it now. So many girls just walking into fountains.
James is in Detroit. James, what was your awkward moment you want to share?
Oh boy, that was bad. Some friends and me were celebrating a friend's birthday. It was his 19th birthday, so we wanted to go to Canada. You know, he'd go see the naked chicks over there and whatever. So go ahead and do that. And you know, he had a few rounds. We told the ladies in there that it was his birthday and we wanted to do something special for him, but we didn't know what.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, they came up with an idea to bring him up on stage and put a chair up there and, you know, sort of do a dance for him on stage. And I'm going to do this, a couple hundred people in the place. It was pretty crowded. So, they went ahead and started to drop his trowel there. And, it was a nightmare for him. It was a very, very embarrassing situation for him. And his phallus acknowledged the situation. It was extremely tiny, and they were sitting there pulling on it.
Oh my god!
Well, they were pulling on it like it was
like a little mouse.
It was really rough. So he started to get upset, and the chick took her fingernail and she flicked the head of it, like to try to say to kickstart the thing.
Yeah,
and it didn't help at all. So. Everyone started to boo, and the chicks gave him a hug. They felt bad, and they gave him a kiss. He got a kiss on the mouth, by the way, which I wouldn't have sanctioned that.
Oh my God. So he got herpes.
Yeah, the whole time his pants are around his ankles the whole time, you know. We're talking like less than an inch.
Listen, it was
freaking horrible.
I'll tell you this right now. So being Canadian, having gone to those things a lot, and you would see the random, exact scenario, a random group of guys come in and one guy goes up there. I've never seen it end where they just give them a hug and kiss and they feel so bad for them because they usually beat their ass.
Yes.
They're doing all sorts of stuff.
Beat my ass and set me up.
Exactly. Like, I've never seen them actually feel sorrow for the man up there.
Yeah, to watch them exhibit empathy to him with in the situation he was in, it was, I mean, not only was I embarrassed, but I mean, the whole crowd was just rolling, laughing. You know what I mean? It was just horrible.
Yeah,
they're
no
calling
doubt.
Him Pimple Dick.
And,
Pimple Dick.
Oh, my God, they chanted.
Yeah.
Is he still with us?
Yeah, no, he's not around anymore. His name was Jeff. I remember he's a good kid. But,
no, like he's alive, again, though.
It was horrible.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's around.
Okay,
he's alive. He's just, he's not a part of the group anymore.
No.
After that, he sort of just went his own way.
You have to.
Yeah, it was really bad. I don't even know how he got home that night, honestly.
After that, he went his own way.
Yeah, you
he's
have
probably
to.
Living in northern Canada somewhere.
Listen.
Living in a hut.
If I would have had strippers pull my pants down in front of everybody and nothing worked.
They couldn't flick it.
I'd go right to Alaska.
Right.
You go right to Alaska. He lives in Alaska now.
Oh, my God, that poor, poor guy. That's a horrible moment in your life. But you can't. I mean, you fight with everything you've got to keep those pants up. If you're Pimple Dick, you cannot
let. You don't win against those strippers. You never do. I've never seen anyone win against those strippers. They get your pants. They get your underwear. That's it.
Someone on Facebook said, I met Aretha Franklin. I accidentally called her sir. She did not take it well.
Oh, hello, sir.
It's
the father of soul.
Bless you. He didn't really have any R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
Oh, that's bad. Jessa?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You had a really awkward moment.
A little bit, yeah.
What was it?
So I was going to school in Royal Oak and there was a, uneven sidewalk and I tripped and fell and my pants fell down, like past my butt. And there was a guy sitting at the parking meter in his van and he saw everything and came out to help me.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
And he was helping me like clean up my papers and I'm trying to get my pants up and stand up and I sprained my ankle and it was just absolutely mortifying.
That's awful.
Private question, but what were you wearing underneath?
Nothing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Baggy jeans.
Oh my God. Baggy jeans, no underpants.
Oh boy.
That's how I roll.
Well, that'll get you though.
Oh, girl.
That'll get you.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Jess. Thanks for calling in. Imagine offering someone help. They're like, no.
She broke her ankle.
It's
a bad day.
No underpants.
Yeah.
Am I a bad person if I see a woman fall and her pants are down and I don't help because I don't want to be involved?
You don't want to
be
accusation.
I don't think I would.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm going to sit this
way. If her ass is out or her beaver's on display, there's nothing you can do in that situation.
Mm. Like, well,
sorry about your ankle, but your ass is out, lady.
Yep. She's on her own.
Maybe you just hang back and scream out, pull your pants up, and then I will help you.
Hey! Your beaver is exposed! Trim that beaver up. I'll come over and give you a hand.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to be able to trim it.
No.
That's a bad day.
How do you know that I have trimmers?
Well, I know.
That's a bad day in our life, though.
You never know.
What do you think I'm doing in the van? Trimming my own pubes.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.